This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Rana from Nepal re-elected in CEDAW. And Danish PM attacked by a man in Copenhagen. NASA Earthrise astronaut dies at 90 in plane crash. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security is going to organise this Ramadan Employment Fair in Dhangadi on June 9 and 10. The event is being hosted jointly with Sudhir Paschim Provincial Government, Dhangadi Submetropolitan City and Nepal Training and Employment Entrepreneurs Association of Sudhir Paschim. According to Undersecretary at the Labour Ministry, Basanta Bohara, the fair is being organised to link employers to prospective workers. The fair is expected to help create job opportunities, promote skills development, encourage entrepreneurship, stimulate economic growth, empower youth and enhance public-private partnership. According to Chief of Labour Office Kailali Janak Simkhada, there will be 35 private sector stalls at the fair. Workshops will be conducted on workplace-based learning for safe foreign employment, challenges, opportunities and impact of foreign employment, fair recruitment process, international labour relations and laws, social security and domestic employment. Chief Minister of Gandaki Surendra Ras Pandey will seek a vote of confidence of the Provincial Assembly on coming June 10. Chief Minister Pandey has registered a notice at the Gandaki Provincial Assembly Secretariat on Friday to take a vote of confidence in the Assembly meeting on 10 June at 3 p.m., said Provincial Assembly Secretary Hari Ras Pokhra. Meanwhile, the Provincial Assembly Secretariat has issued a notice about the meeting on Monday for the vote of confidence. Following a change in the power equation, Pandey was appointed the Chief Minister on 29th of May. Gender rights activist Bandana Rana has been re-elected member of the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women, CEDAW. Rana was re-elected a CEDAW member with 146 votes in the voting held in New York on Friday. She was elected for the 2025-2028 term. Following the victory of Nepal's candidate, the head of the permanent mission of Nepal to the United Nations, Lok Bahadur Thapa, thanked the member states for their support. The 23-member CEDAW committee based in Geneva, Switzerland, monitors the situation of women across the globe and oversees the implementation of commitments made before the United Nations as a party to the Convention on the Elimination of All Kinds of Discrimination Against Women, CEDAW. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Denmark Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen is said to have been left shocked after being struck by a man while walking in the center of Copenhagen. The assault took place in a square in the city's old town when a man walked up to the politician and hit her. The attacker was swiftly arrested, but there is no word yet on a motive. European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen called it a despicable act which goes against everything we believe in and fight for in Europe. The attack comes less than a month after Slovak PM Robert Fico was shot several times as he greeted supporters. He survived and has since undergone surgery. EU Chief Charles Michel said on X that he was outraged and strongly condemns this cowardly act of aggression. Ms. Frederiksen, aged 46, became Prime Minister in 2019 after taking over as leader of the centre's left Socialist Democrats 4 years earlier. This made her the youngest Prime Minister in Danish history. Apollo 8 astronaut Bill Anders, who snapped one of the most famous photographs taken in outer space, has died in a plane crash at the age of 90. Officials say a small aircraft he was flying crashed into the sea of Washington State. Anders' son Greg confirmed that his father's body was recovered on Friday afternoon. Anders, who was a lunar module pilot on the Apollo 8 mission, took the iconic Earthrise photograph, one of the most memorable and inspirational images of Earth from space. Taken on Christmas Eve during the 1968 mission, the first crewed space flight to leave Earth and reach the Moon, the picture shows the planet rising above the horizon from the barren lunar surface. Anders later described it as his most significant contribution to the space program. The Brazilian government says it will request the extradition of more than 60 people who fled to Argentina after being charged with their alleged involvement in riots that shook Brazil's capital last year. The riots were led by supporters of the former right-wing president Jair Bolsonaro roughly a week after Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva took office. Thousands stormed government buildings in Brasilia on 8 January 2023 after managing to march largely unchallenged through the city. Hundreds of Mr. Bolsonaro's supporters were arrested, charged and released on bail. Many of them have fled to Argentina since the inauguration of the right-wing president Javier Milei in December to request political asylum there. Now the Brazilian government is seeking their return. Several police officers were injured in the violence and the presidential palace, Congress and Supreme Court were vandalized after rioters forced their way in. A 5 Nepali basketball team has left for China to participate in 6th Asian University 3-3 basketball tournament. The tournament is being held in Putu District, Zhejiang province of China from June 11 to 13. Nepal won the gold medal in the men's 3-3 basketball held in Yunnan, China last week. National Sports Council Member Secretary Tunklal Gissing and President of Nepal Basketball Association Bhim Singh Gurung bid farewell to the team at a program held in the capital on Friday. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Bagmati, Lumbini and Kosi province. Also at one or two places of the rest of the country today. At present, there is a possible influence of local winds in the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rana from Nepal re-elected in CEDAW, and Danispium attacked by man in Copenhagen. NASA Earthrise astronaut dies at 90 in plane crash. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.